The LEAP project brings together a number of different existing programs at Hampshire and develops some new ones. So Hampshire has long been known for having students engaged in the community and having faculty locate their research and community service in the larger world. And this project will strengthen our ability to give students leadership training, speaking, writing, collaborative skills, and also to have internships and research projects in the community with a focus on the common good.
So this project really is fitting in with the courses that you're offering now at Hampshire, or will you be offering new courses?
We're going to be developing new courses. Another component of the project is it's developing a new faculty line in applied ethics. So we'll really be beefing up the part of our curriculum on applied ethics, giving students the opportunity to really consider the work they've been doing in the community from a number of different perspectives. And we'll be supporting faculty in developing new courses that have an applied ethics component.
Is this going to be ethics from a philosophical discussion or from a philosophical standpoint, or is this going to be applied to the real world, so to speak?
It's going to be both. I mean, there are students who will be drawn to it because they're really interested in philosophical ideas about ethics, and there'll be students who'll be drawn to it because they really want to be agents of social change. And what's really powerful here, I think, is that students, no matter how they come into the program, will have opportunities to really consider the two, theory and practice, together and strengthen their own thinking.
You mentioned the possibility for internships. What sort of internships in this might you be looking at?
Hampshire students have a community engagement requirements already, and they work with a number of community partners. So Hampshire has over the years developed partnerships with schools, community organizations, and agencies of all sorts. And one issue is that students go in many different directions, whether they're working on an economic issue in a development organization or where they're working in an after-school program. And LEAP will allow us to really strengthen some particular partnerships and develop projects for the common good. And right now I can't say what those projects will be because they're going to be developed as a community here at Hampshire with faculty, staff, and students along with our partners.
So this project is going to develop, I don't know if you want to, if we would refer to it correctly as scholarly research, but it is going to be something that is eventually going to be useful to organizations and people outside of Hampshire College?
Absolutely. And in fact, I think one of the most exciting things to me about this project is that it offers an opportunity to really reconsider the role of higher education institutions in the community. And Hampshire has a number of community partners, but here we'll really be able to think about how do we work with them on specific common good projects. You know, they might be anything from considering transportation issues to reduce greenhouse gases, or they might be about economic development and job creation, or, you know, any number of issues that currently have structural problems that impede real growth and change. We'll be able to work in very different ways to consider new solutions. And in so doing, also develop in our students a real capacity to think about the ethical issues. How do they consider the goals of community partners? What really is in the common good of a community?
Is there a lot of excitement about this project on campus, would you say?
There is, and I suspect there'll be even more after our launch event, which is on February 12th at 4 p.m.
And that's a public event, correct, on the 12th? Tell me about it.
It is. We're going to be having author and commons activist David Bollier and choreographer, performer, and educator Liz Lerman making presentations and being in dialogue with one another on the 12th, starting at 4 p.m. There are also workshops open to the community as well, but the entire event is free and open to the public.